Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I never drank around my kids when they were looking.
I love Kuminga.
This is Kevon Looney. Welcome back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
There's the guy who's missing. Oh, sorry about that, Kevon. There's the guy who's missing.
Don't act like you miss him.
There's the guy who's missing.
We know you're true. Hey, Dibs sent us a tip. This is why I love our team here at 95.7 The Game. IU dead cap will hurt the Niners next year. So that is a factoid, and it ain't all peaches and creams, Donnie. He is still on the books.
Okay.
Just saying.
So numbers are numbers.
Yes.
Numbers are numbers.
So.
Thanks, Dibs.
Let me just.
Just do it.
I'll take Jesse in San Francisco.
Jesse's girl.
No. Jesse. I'll always bring fresh flowers to you. And Jesse. Carly Simon. Yes.
No, seriously, that could be your worst tune. Usually you have it. That wasn't it.
Got a little frog, though.
Yeah.
What's up, Jesse?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
You do need a little some singing lessons back on.
Oh, yeah. Talk to you, Jesse.
Hey. All right.
Hey, I just want to talk a little bit about the Warriors. I know your guys' segments, you guys don't really talk about too much about getting a big man, but you know what? Until this year's over, if we don't get a big man to help run the floor with Draymond, yeah. Steph, is it going to be impossible to win anything? So just want to let you guys know and let our fans know that we need to get a big man in there to run the court with these fellas.
Hey, Jesse.
With these guys that want to win another one.
Yeah, we had a chance with Wiseman, but that was a long time ago. They didn't want Valanciunas, who I wanted, and I'll take any big, but you are right, man. But they got Horford, though, Jesse.
He's not gonna cut it.
You don't got to tell me. You don't
got to
tell me.
He's not going to cut it.
I got you.
And you know, shout-outs to the 49ers coaching staff, you know?
Yeah.
They've been doing a tremendous job this year.
Yeah, they take it. Yep.
They've been coaching them up, you know?
No, you're right. About it.
Thanks, Jesse. They've done well with that 1AA schedule.
Nah, that's bigger than that, Stoney. It's the NFL, man. That is one. And I know you're tapped into it. But you got to give Sala and Kyle just the utmost credit. And Kyle more credit for making that phone call back to Sala. And then Sala credit for coming back to the Bay, where you know, which helped him get his first coaching job.
Who's going
to
be the defensive coordinator next year?
Oh, man.
When Sala goes to Michigan. They hired a coach.
Wilkes is available. He just got let go. That's black on black crime. Why'd they let him go?
He gave him 48 points last week.
He's the real Lee Majors. He's the fall guy everywhere he goes, man.
I can honestly say.
I'll tell you what. I did.
That bothered the Jets.
See, what people don't realize is this is why I'm a good guy. Because I didn't laugh at that guy who just called in.
Jesse?
Yeah. But he said, we need a big to run the floor with Draymond. What?
I was waiting on you.
What?
You know what he meant. Dre needs him too.
Hey, by the way, was that Brock Purdy's best game in the last couple years?
No, it was a stellar game.
He was really good.
No, it's not. He was, and that toe really is not good. Bothering him. It doesn't look like it.
Well, not
toe.
Until he throws a pick.
But that rollout and 38-yarder on a rope to Pearsall is like, what does Brock look like unleashed come playoff time or these next three games? Like, I don't want to jinx the Niners, Donnie, but
well,
the
you
fact
can't.
That they got to
believe in that.
Remember, I was
you,
right.
cannot jinx the Niners. Who you?
Well, if I say some stuff,
Clay Thompson, who is you?
Well, now you got me thinking. I want you to read that IU text like you tried the degree room. Oh. You got to bring it up before we get out of here.
Clay, but, by the way, had the worst
Evan. I was typing.
Shot.
Just
ever.
My TV shook. It was such a brick. I couldn't believe it. Clay, me, and Evan before I typed. You typed.
He bruised the backboard.
Dude, Steiny just ate.
It was a good look. It just slid
asteroids.
Off the back.
No, it didn't hit.
It. He just Steiny, shot it a touch long.
He might tell us it's one of the worst misses I've ever had.
Nah, he's had more in those last seven elimination games with the Warriors, four of which you can't find, luckily.
My TV shook. I'm rooting for Clay. What's he thinking about what's going on here?
He doesn't
or
care.
Iguodala. Where's Andre
oh,
at?
Yeah. Yeah, he and Megan Thee Stallion are having dinner saying, boy, what do you think's going on in Golden State, Clay?
Nice question.
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you who's putting up numbers.
Megan Thee Stallion?
No, she's doing it too. Cooper Flagg, 42 last night.
Yep.
Still time to get on the wagon, Steiny.
Yeah, look at him, he's smiling.
See, Evan playing it both ways, too, because
yeah,
he also said, man, he's also the reason they lost.
I didn't want to.
He missed a couple bunnies.
Yeah,
he had,
down on Evan.
No, he had the Steph Curry game.
What?
He played well for the whole game until the last minute.
Well,
right?
No, Steph
and
Curry
then they
game
took the choke.
Is I'm carrying the team like a piano on my
and
back.
What was Flagg doing last night? He had 40-something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Flagg's 20. Curry's 37. However old Flagg is.
So what's more impressive?
The 37.
Really?
Steiny, stop.
Well, I just know that what Flagg did hasn't been done in 20-plus years.
Give me two guys in sports
Cooper
outside
Flagg.
Of Curry and LeBron that are beating father time.
They Tom Brady. Get
right,
off me.
We got three. Give me one
right,
more.
You just blur things
right
out.
Give me one more.
Tom Brady.
No, that's three. We need one more for Mount Rushmore.
George Blanda.
No, Rivers.
Philip Rivers.
Yeah, there's the fourth.
Cooper Flagg's 18.
Yeah.
Curry never could score 40 at 18.
Well, hey, in the business, they say, what
so,
do you want me to do?
No, hey, seriously. So has Curry had the highest scoring game ever for a 37-year-old? Or he's just accomplished like 40 more than anybody else?
No, he's had 40 points past the age of 30, more than anybody else.
I guess I'm wondering if anybody at 38 or 39 has had like a 50-point game. You know what I mean?
I thought Jordan did, no?
He might have. He might have.
When his trunks were all the way up to his stomach, I hated that with him in the wizard uniform. All the optics. Philbo Mike texted in, what about Jerry Rice?
What about him?
He played long, you know, but he wasn't Jerry.
No.
I mean, he went to the Super Bowl with the Raiders.
What about, Verlander? Whoa.
Not last year.
Best ERA on the staff. Best ERA on the staff.
You wanted him out of here first half. That's all that matters. So, our society is just so sometimey, man.
Now, Kobe also scored 60 in his last game.
That's right. But how old was he?
37.
That was against Utah. Everybody was in the house then.
They were on ESPN, too.
Yep. That's the night the Warriors broke the record. Yeah. Man, I'm special.
The 73 win?
Yeah. Do you know who was against? I know you know. Evan, you know.
Hold on. Memphis?
Oh, yeah. I wanted Evan.
Although Grandy popped his head out like if I didn't know it, I'd lose my knowledge
Speaking
card.
Of
I
which,
remember they won game 73.
I got to say insane, something man. About Grandy. I'm going to start calling him Jack. Jack in the box, head growing. Dude thinks he's about to win this fantasy league. I tweet him over the weekend that I might pull it off. He responds, this is the toilet bowl. That's not what I was looking for. How about prop me up?
I mean, it was good.
Okay. Right.
Grandy, let me just, that's not, I would have texted Evan for that. Dude, I was hoping, Grandy, I'd pull it off, goo.
Who are the four guys left and who can win it? And I'll tell you who
out,
I want
Grandy.
To win. Guru, Grandy, who are the other
Carter,
two? Carter.
And who is?
Oh, not Willard.
Lucas.
Lucas, you still in? Fantasy?
Yeah, there it is, final four.
So, Lucas, yeah. Carter.
Oh, sorry, Dibs is in.
No, he's out.
No,
he lost.
Dibs lost.
Oh, he lost to Spadoni.
You lose
so,
AI.
We
yeah.
got Lucas, Grandy, Guru,
Luke.
And
Carter.
Carter.
Yep.
No, they're saying no.
Spadoni's in for Lucas.
Okay.
Oh, Lucas didn't make it. That's my bad, Spadoni. We were just talking about who you want. You going for your buddy.
I'm going for Grandy. He needs it.
I just can't win, man.
All I do is I went to everybody's salary.
Speaking of
and
salaries.
Whoever makes the least, I want him to win. Although Grandy's been logging the OT, baby.
Yeah.
We got to hit a break here. Speaking of salaries, right-hander Adrian Hauser and the San Francisco Giants are in agreement on a two-year, $22 million contract with a club option for a third year. That's per Jeff Passan.
Wow. And Evan, what will Buster. He bring? What will he bring to this staff?
Buster.
You don't want the answer to that. Go to break.
What are you doing? Is this a short segment?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's go to Dave and Fresno.
Oh, my gosh.
Pick up the pieces.
Yeah. Stein, he threw me off.
Sorry about that. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hey, doing good, man. Just want to get on the Warrior discussion.
Okay.
I just think that, you know, it's just going to be an ongoing discussion. I think what you see now is just years in the making of, missing on, high draft picks, giving out money to players who probably didn't deserve it, trading for a quote-unquote big fish and giving that big fish an extension. It's just all these moves that they've been doing the last few years is why we're at where we're at. And I don't see how any change on the horizon because, you can say make a trade. What are teams looking at our team that they want besides number 30? Like, let's be real. Like, we're going to be talking about this, for the rest of the season. I don't see any way that they can fix it. It's just too much. Too much time has passed of bad managing, coaching, just questionable decisions. I've been calling for years now, and my biggest concern has been always the rotation. I wish you guys could pull my soundbite, but Steph said the other night, he said, we never know who's going to be out there on any given night. And to me, that's a sign of the coach. He doesn't have the answers. He's just throwing stuff on the wall, hoping stuff sticks.
I mean,
you get Jimmy, you give him the money. He's a name, but he's not a premier player. You're paying him $50 million. You extend Draymond for what he's done, not what he can do. Like, you give him money, and you don't have anybody who makes a difference on the team outside of Steph. Like, that's just the reality of it.
Yeah.
You're not getting Giannis. You're not going to get major help. So,
right. All right.
This is going to be the ongoing conversation.
Thanks, Dave, but that's not very optimistic. You're listening to 95, boy, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. He was down on our team, Goo. You're distracted. Something's going on.
Yeah, something with Evan.
What happened?
Not that comment in the morning.
Still?
Yeah, nah, something else happened.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm just here to tell you that Adrian Hauser is coming off a career year at a 2.2 for the White Sox before getting traded to the Rays.
Yeah.
Finished making 21 starts.
3.31 nice. ERA on the season.
Yeah, sick of five.
What was his nice record?
8-5.
I'd like more wins out of my starter.
Well, 125 innings.
Considering he pitched for the White Sox half the year, that's actually pretty good.
White Sox beat the Giants this year, didn't they? Like 2 out of 3 in a bad.
Guess who had one of the wins?
Who got picked off third? What was our guy?
Probably Ramos.
No, the short dude. What was his name?
Fitzgerald?
No.
Casey Schmidt?
The little dude. He was little.
Adamas.
No, short dude got picked off third.
Don Wisely? Smith.
Yeah, the Wisely. Look at Evan. Wisely. Talk to me.
Wisely.
Yeah.
Philmo Mike.
All right.
Is in the house. Hey, Philmo, what's going on, man?
Oh, it's good. I mean, this is very interesting because it's like the Niners, we're the only market where Jonathan Kuminga doesn't even play. Niners are 10-4. It's week 17, 16 in the football. We're the only market that's talking about Jonathan Kuminga. I wish I had $1 million. I'd give you guys $1 million to stop talking about Jonathan Kuminga.
just to say that, Kerr, I don't know. I know Lacob gets sick of Kerr. Oh, man, you know, I don't know. I'm just not getting to – we'll get to him. Figure it out, Kerr. But I love you, though. With that being said, Jonathan Gabe and Steiny, I'm going to get at you about getting that Jerry Rice talk about, no, he's not. The last 4 years, he put up like 20 touchdowns, 2,500, 2,800 yards. You smoking rocks. But Jonathan gave the greatest analogy last week when he said the Warriors are just like a person in a couple that's collecting. You was cracking up too, Guru. You couldn't even hold yourself from laughing. He was like, man, we're collecting pieces, and then they're not even good pieces, and then they end up in the garage, and you're like, man, what's up? Why is there so much junk and crap up in here? I love Jonathan for that analogy that he gave last week. But, man, I'm just happy that the Niners are 10-4. You feel me? The Warriors, I don't know what they're going to do, but I know for a fact Joe Lacob is getting sick of Steve Kerr coming with all these different, not really excuses. Like, it's commendable to say, you know what, it's on me, but you can't keep doing that, bro. You're going to have to figure something out. You're going to have to go against your grain and what you normally do as far as relying on older players. Bro, you're going to have to build some trust and try to figure it out, because we don't have no money. It's nothing that we can do. The players that we have, we kind of have them. So, like, bro, make it a situation. I'm not asking to be the number two, number three seed. I'm just saying, bro, all these excuses, losing games, not taking care of the ball after multiple weeks, all these different starting lineups. You play one person this week, you don't play them the next week. You say how good a person is this week. The next week, you acting like, I don't get it, bro. Make it make sense. Consistency matters.
Hey, Philmo.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at Jerry Rice's last 4 years.
Give him to him.
Awesome. 85 catches, 1,200 yards, 9 touchdowns. 92 catches, 1,241 yards.
What are you talking about?
Oh, 92 might be using catches, AI. 1,211 yards, 11 touchdowns.
429 yes, yards is last year.
Yeah, that's his last year, so, sir. His previous three, 2001, 2002, 2003.
Please.
He had 85, 1,200, 92, 1,200.
He couldn't stay on the field that last year.
Look at Mike. He got it right.
But bro, he's 41, 42 years old. Hey, so a receiver.
Then get off the field. Then get off the field, Mike.
But your point was the Hall of Fame or the Mount Rushmore are the greatest, oldest players ever. Jerry Rice needs to be on there and put some respect on his name.
Oh, you don't even know about Satchel Paige.
Hey, he's in, Mike. You did a great job, baby.
How about Larry Holmes winning the title at 38? George Foreman.
George Foreman.
Yeah. Let's agree there. All right, Mike. I love you, buddy. Thank you. Yeah, they were a little better than I thought.
That was like he was reciting them.
Yeah, he was, actually.
Remember him on the Seahawks?
I don't.
Jerry?
Very, very vaguely.
Like Neither Emmitt
Smith.
He.
Yeah, Emmitt Smith on the Cardinals.
I remember that like I remember Giants. Ross Tucker on the Giants.
That was an AI air that DJ used.
Brought home by you.
AI, I didn't know it had Evan. Wow. It took a L today.
You remember God. Olajuwon on the Raptors?
Oh, my.
I actually do.
These visuals. One. Oh.
You remember Patrick Ewing on the Sonics?
What about Shaq on the Celtics? 500 pounds.
That one's a tough one.
You remember Draymond on the Hornets? That's where he's headed.
Oh, I was. What's...
Remember Chris Webber's round two with the Warriors?
Yeah, Webb's had some.
That was pretty bad.
But Sacramento revitalized his career, man. Where are you going now?
You got to share that text you read yesterday about the Kings.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
I don't want to know.
Come on. All right, I'll do it.
You got to take it down after.
I'll do it. No, it's the thing about the team and Christie.
Oh, yeah. No, that's public knowledge.
No, but it was Kyle Draper?
No. It was some other outfit. It wasn't anybody in SAC.
No, it was one of the SAC guys that said, according to sources, the team's lost some trust in Christie.
See, now you're getting messy, and I'm not getting messy. Yeah, that was a report from another outfit.
And that's why I started
Mark
laughing.
Mark Spears said it, and Mark Spears said, please take it down. I didn't give any names. So he just said there was some tension in the locker room from the veterans.
Yeah, I bet there is.
And this outfit named Westbrook, DeRozan, and LaVine.
Right.
And said Spears said it, and then they were going back and forth. He was saying, take that down. I didn't say it.
Spears could basically post the same thing today about the Warriors, right?
No, we ain't heard.
Disconnect?
No, we need guys to...
Joe Lacob?
I can't wait for Fidel to ask Jimmy about doing more.
What's the Kings' record since Christie said they were sack proud?
Oh, I'm going to take a guess here, Evan, and say 2-14.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Do you think his future's in doubt? D-Lo from D-Lo and KC, he thinks he's fired. He thinks he has no chance. They just hired him.
I don't think he's going to get fired this year.
Okay.
Like, they know. Like,
can Vivek afford that? Like, how would that look? Or could he do
it's it? Sacramento.
Dude, wow.
Like, I
just, man.
I don't mean it like that. What I mean is, like, okay, they just hired a new GM and BJ,
for the umpteenth time.
BJ Armstrong. Right. And they, like, they know this team's going nowhere. I'm talking about the Kings. And so I don't think they're going to fire Doug Christie.
Well, some in SAC say it's coming. And BJ, Stani, remember we had him on, your guy. He was high on Kuminga.
Yeah, they want him.
Now I'm doubling back like I'm surprised that they couldn't come up with something to get the Warriors off of.
Well, the report was that the Warriors wanted a protected pick.
And they weren't giving
which
up
they got, but they didn't want Monk. They didn't want Monk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they ain't getting an unprotected now for Kuminga.
How would Monk look now on this roster?
That's a good question. I have no clue.
I'd like to see it.
I have no clue.
He'd be buried behind Spencer.
Not Thursday. Let's go to Darrell in Antioch.
The Hawk.
Hey, Darrell, how you doing?
Hey, you guys. How you going?
Doing?
Hey,
trying
doing
to figure
well,
it out, man.
I just want to talk about Kerr for a quick sec. It's really about his rotation. I think Coach Kerr mindset is he would rather lose in the way that he want to play than coach like players like Kuminga to, you know, coach them up in their way of with more so of their advantage to more so highlight their athleticism. And things of that. I mean, we are just still playing the same old type of way that we did back in 2014, 2015. All these other teams have evolved, caught up, and surpassed us. And until Kerr changes his rotations, how he with the type of players we have, we're just going to be talking about this for the rest of the year until he's not the coach anymore. Thanks. I take your answers off.
I appreciate it, Darrell. Thanks for listening. I mean, I do think the biggest, you know, one of the issues with this team is Kerr, the older guys, what that means for the younger guys, and whether you want to stay the course.
Like, what are your options? What's the other course? Okay, because it seems like a trade's imminent with JK, and I have no problem with Steve Kerr and his future. I told you, I'm like the mob movies. He's the four-time champion, the architect of a dynasty, and he goes out when he wants to go out. What I condemn Kerr for this season, and it's my prerogative and I can do it, is not knowing what Grandy, Evan, and Stani and Guru could do. You've been around these guys. So you knew what it, you know what it is and what they can do on a good and bad day. So why are we almost 30 games in and everything's up in the air? It just seems like you're coming up with a plan on the fly. And I understand bad basketball. You know, I get that. But when you have no plan and it feels like you're playing for playing time, like, man, you're supposed to know that in camp. And they did have a camp, even though y'all, you guys can scoff at it. And then now we're here in practice and the schedule and the miles. And here we are 13-14.
You know, I mean, in one respect, and I think I heard Curry go through it. You know, they told Curry there were nine starting lineups in the last nine games, and he was like, well,
that's a fact.
You know, that's not a great thing, but so they had a starting lineup before the season, and Moody got hurt. So they went with a starting lineup without Moody for a couple games, and it ended up going for more than a couple games. It ended up going for like five or six. They just got Melton back 2 weeks ago. So, like, it's what's his role going to be? They just got Seth Curry. What's his role going to be, if any? I mean, Horford, you can't even develop a role for now, no matter what it is. And whether we like it or not, when Steph doesn't play nine games, that's probably going to impact the starting lineup too.
Right.
So they have had some people coming in and out of the lineup over the course of the first 27 games.
Only problem is that number for Curry most likely is not going to stay at nine, right?
I don't see how it does. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the one thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. We're moving along here on a Tuesday. And
we got the same color on today. Tulane. Yeah.
You look like a Carolina Panther, Goo.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Carolina. I would say
they're not going to the playoffs.
North Carolina Tar Heel.
No, they don't have black.
But they wear. They got black unis.
Well, they all do now.
Okay, every stand.
I'm a big primary colors guy with teams.
Oh, just real quick before we get to it, and yeah. I know we got the guys coming up. What's my man's name? He goes, Kobe did nothing of significance without Shaq. He won two rings without the big fella. Quit looking at AI.
So Steve Kerr was just asked about Joe Lacob responding to a fan.
Yeah, Slater asked him.
You know, a fan, if you haven't heard, a fan emailed Joe Lacob about this team and how frustrated he is and the roster doesn't match up. And Joe Lacob got back to the guy and it ended up getting published. And Joe Lacob basically said, nobody's more frustrated than me. I'm working on it. It's complicated. And then about two or three other things. And Steve Kerr was asked about it today, and he said, yeah, it's not a big deal.
I loved it. He's so presidential. But I do want to ask a guy that covered the league and this team. I'm being real with you all like I am every day, every single second. Is there any unfairness or out of bounds that somebody posted the email?
Well...
So that's Evan's answer.
I mean,
I was thinking about it. Is that a little or is public consumption?
I think Joe Lacob knows anything he puts out there is somehow going
to
get out,
especially to a fan.
Now I'm being naivete. Thank you, Evan.
Yeah, I don't think
where that was going.
I'd be shocked if Joe was like, I can't believe that guy did that.
I got you.
Because Joe, like the one thing about Lacob. He'll answer questions.
Steve did say, it's incredible just to think, and I told Raymond there needs to be a doc on him, Raymond Ritter, the great Raymond Ritter, just his job and what it entails, because Steve Kerr said, Raymond came up and told me, it's like, could you do that job, you or Evan? I don't think I could.
Of course.
You got,
of course.
I see you with the reads.
I could get a job with waste management tomorrow being a communications officer.
Wow. You think?
Yes. Get in front of the podium during a strike.
No, but
calm
gotta
everybody
cover,
down.
Yeah, you got to be get in front of these bullets everywhere.
I'm
just judging you on the reads, and that wasn't a good, like that.
See, the one thing, but I guess the one reason why I would have been a great priest and I could be a great spokesman is because I tell the truth. I'm not afraid of the truth. I'm not afraid of the truth.
Well,
you know, the truth will set you free.
Yeah, you would have been. I could see you being a.
And it'll also get you locked up.
Yeah, you keep your hands to yourself.
Yes, I do. I don't know what that means. Oh, let's go to Kevin Pleasanton. Let me tell you something about what this call is going to be. This call is going to be solid. Trust me. Because hey, I know what he wants to talk about.
Hey, gentlemen.
What's up, baby?
Hey, listen, Goo. So you got to understand, man, when you're dealing with Steiny and Willard guy and Diz, because you know Diz going to chime in what Willard says.
No, he don't, but go ahead.
But you got to shoot him with stats and facts. Otherwise, they're just going to railroad you, bro.
Yeah.
Because I feel your passion, and you're right, but you got to have the stats and facts to back it up.
Well, now, yesterday's crossover, I didn't need stats. Yesterday's crossover, I didn't need stats. That was from the core. I stood up for myself.
No, I said stats, not Steph. I said stats. But you were right. Everything you said yesterday, you were right. I wanted to get through, bro, to back you, but I couldn't get in.
My man.
The lines were on fire. Mm. But listen, Steiny would be a good communications person. I didn't call to talk about this. But Steiny would, you know why? Because he can take the bullets. He don't care. He's taking bullets every day. He don't care, bro. Yeah,
Curry stinks.
Do this, man.
Well, that's a compliment he's giving you, Steiny.
Yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
Totally. I give Steiny compliments from time to time. But listen, did you see the game last night between Houston and Denver?
Evan and I watched it together. He was at his spot. I was at mine. Yes, I watched it. I watched all of it.
It was fire.
Yeah.
It was fire. And I know you were having thoughts of Warriors going through
all
and all that, bro.
All
so
day.
Was I.
All day.
So was I. But my point I wanted to say, guys, was, do you guys think, I want to get your opinion on this, do you think Dunleavy basically was the best person to take the job because he inherited a major problem? Because at the end of the day, it's about dollars and cents. Because if Joe was back in Oakland, things that are happening right now wouldn't go down. But because he's over across the other side, it's a different fan base. We're a little bit more we're a little bit more acceptable of things. But the fans would have been on fire back in the Bay, in the East Bay. But I think on the West Bay and the stadium and all that, I just want to get your thoughts on it.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, Kev, I got you. I think I know exactly what you mean.
Well, I disagree with Kev on that. Because people are coming across the bridge and from everywhere to fill this building up and root for the team. But go ahead.
So you could make it. So Dunleavy was in the organization. And he just was under Bob, and now he's Bob.
He knew how things were ran and what meteorites are in the way. So I don't think Mike D is surprised about if there's a roadblock per se, or he's got to acquiesce to one of these dudes. I get it.
No, but what I heard Kevin asking was, what would it have looked like if you hired a GM here that had no ties? You know, and then you look at it less emotionally. Might have been
doesn't mean you got the power to do whatever your vision was. You know what I mean?
Well,
you probably wouldn't have got the job.
Probably.
Yeah.
But if a guy like that does get the job, then he's brought in here to have this organization pivot.
Okay, now we haven't pivoted yet. No doubt. But now the possibility does lie. I'm going a step down from the GM. I'm going to the coach. If there's a new coach, could you imagine? I mean, it's Steph, and that's right. That's where it starts, and we're fine there. But what if a coach had a different vision for Dre and other players? Name Kuminga, if he's still a...
It was too risky.
Hey, I don't want to start mess, but this is their mess. Do you really still... I'm just tapping in, Steiny. Do you really feel like there's no way in hell Jonathan Kuminga is not getting traded?
No, he's going to get traded. Right. He has to get traded at this point.
So you would be on a 1 through 10. If he didn't, you'd be at 11 that they didn't pull that off. Or do you need more time as we get towards?
It's not worked. He's got to go. I think we have reached the point. I know it's easy to say, but I think we've reached a point where it's going to be good for both sides. Mm. But yes, I believe that they're going to trade him. Dan's in Berkeley. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Good, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. Just got Warriors on my mind. So can y'all hear me good?
Yes, sir.
All right. So my point is, since they won the last championship, and I know I'm going back, but I feel like watching games back then, without two sharpshooters, I don't think our formula works. And I think since Clay was gone, since Clay was hurt, we've never really had it since then. We've had Curry come in superhuman and kind of fooling everyone. And these days, I feel like building anything on that same foundation is ruinous. So Curry, Draymond, Kerr, they're all part of it. So I think actually trading Kuminga is a mistake because he's part of changing. Like, if we're still trying to build around Curry winning at 37, missing 9 out of 25 games already, we're throwing bad money after worse.
Thanks, Dan.
That's how I, when I hear the name, where's the jar? But when I hear the, you know what, I'm not paying. But when I hear the name JK and the status and the age and the birth certificate situation around this team, that's why I'm just flabbergasted at the idea. But I do get it, that that was the guy you couldn't, that you would hold on to.
Hey, where were you guys last night?
I was at the Cribbo, Norm's.
You said you watched the game with Evan.
Yeah, but if you listen and don't tune me out, I said he was at his spot, I was at mine. We watched it together via
the phone. Well, then you can't. That doesn't make sense.
But we were communicating. Like
the sentence does not make sense.
But I specified and said we weren't together. Well, what made you 3 minutes later double back to that?
So
Evan and I, he sent me a text.
You realize if you're saying you're not watching the game together, then you can't watch the game together.
But in essence, we were watching the game together.
No, you weren't.
Yes.
No, you weren't.
In your mind.
Proximity.
But I'm mad at Evan. Like, I really got to.
Well, he was the guy who got in my ear and said we didn't watch the game together. Yeah, he's sticking to you.
It's getting worse. Did he say? Sonny, did he say that?
We might have to break bread after the show.
Not Evan.
You know what else Evan said?
Just stop, Walt.
Go ahead.
No, this is about sports.
No.
You know who the Warriors are going to. You know who the Warriors are going to get for Kuminga? John Collins.
At this point, okay, that's an L. That is an L, and I like Collins, but that's an L.
You get off Kuminga's money
for so much of the offseason. Oh boy, if they do dangle Kuminga, we're getting something back. Rubbing your hands, and now right now it looks like even that you got to dim the light on that return if it does happen.
He can jump.
I hope he plays Thursday. Kuminga. I mean, how long are we going to do this thing?
You got your fingers crossed?
No.
Hey, Goo, who are your two players?
Oh, Magic and Bird. I put it on the thread.
Okay, so a funny guy put up 11 great basketball players in a photo.
All right.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell, Kevin Durant, Tim Duncan, Magic Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, with the caption, you have to remove two guys from this list.
Remove what they meant to the league. Because Bird and Magic saved the league. I get all that, and they're two of my favorites. But you talk about the round ball and talent. Irvin, I love you. And Larry,
Kevin Durant was not in those guys' league.
The Durantula, Spidey.
Okay.
The real Wimby.
Okay, I'll give you Durant has Bird on scoring, but not by much. Who's a better passer?
Bird.
Who's a better rebounder?
I don't want to.
Bird!
No, these are your
Bird! These are basketball metrics. They're not made up.
If I needed a bucket on any.
Oh, yeah, Bird couldn't get you that.
During any era.
Bird hit more. Bird has hit more clutch shots. Bird's hit more clutch shots than Durant.
Watch your tone.
No, you. Watch your knowledge.
I'm just telling you, you know what I'm saying. I know how fond you are of Kevin Durant. I do.
You cannot take Bird and Magic out.
I'm.
You're wrong.
What Magic have in his offensive bag? He had to learn the jumper. I love Magic and what he did. And he was drafted to a lovely situation. But let's be real. When it comes to actual the skill and, come on, I love you, Irvin. You my dude.
So you think Kevin Durant had more skill than Larry Bird? Skill.
I just know he could get his shot on anybody. Yeah. Till that back went out.
I'm taken out. I mean, KD does not belong on this list in my mind. KD does not. He's not in this one.
I think you would lose, too, if we did a draft.
No chance.
Depending on how old you are. But I love me some Bird and Magic. I do. They saved the league. But, dude, there's some dudes on there that can put the ball in the hole.
Kevin Durant was never the best player on a championship team. Bird was and Magic was.
Kevin Durant might have been on the best player on two teams that he won the chip for when he came here. And I think it was going that way.
Okay, and then take Curry off.
He wasn't on that pitcher.
Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah, he ain't going off.
Of course he's not.
No, but I just told you, best shooter ever.
I'm sorry.
Kobe and Shaq.
You know who's gone? KD and Kobe Bryant.
Oh, my God.
And it came down to, I wanted to take Russell off because he played in the 60s. But really, it comes down to Shaq or Kobe.
No, it doesn't.
Who do you like least? Who is more important? Are you a Shaq guy or a Kobe guy? So I'm taking Shaq. Kobe, we need passers. We need passers on our team.
This is designed to be divisive.
Of course.
They're doing it now with singers. Donnie, they got one, and they're sitting down at the table. Who's getting up for Michael Jackson? So, I love him. Man, Bert was a bad dude. But Durant, Donnie, I've seen nothing like it. That's all.
You know, it's funny because you saw Bird. There's no way you can say Durant's a better all-around player than Bird. Like, there's just no way.
But I'm not doing that. But I hated that he went team hopping, but I just can't, when I saw that photo and what Durant is.
So you're basing this on a photo?
He's one, he's mad I'm going so far. He's one of a kind, man. And Irvin was incredible, but passing was his forte.
Played center in a game six of the NBA Finals.
I watched the game with Pops. I don't need to be reminded, but Kobe, Magic will tell you Kobe was better than him.
Well, that's because he panders. Because everybody panders.
I'm pandering to who?
You always pander to Kobe Bryant.
I don't have to. Hey, Steph,
I'll say it again.
You're on the team.
This what surprises me is
Kobe.
You actually saw Bird.
Oh, every man. And
you acknowledge that Bird is a better all around player than Durant. So I just don't understand
why you would keep. I'm not there yet. He was all better all around. I'm not there yet. He was definitely a better shooter and passer. I'm just telling you, Stoney, I don't love Bird like you love him. I respect him.
He's a better all-around player than KD. Come on.
You think he would tell you that?
First of all.
No, KD, remember him?
Oh, here we go.
Before he got hurt in
Washington.
That
was such a crock of ass.
We were doing pre
and post. I can't believe it. And you
he
know
was
what?
On his way to getting DPOY.
Bird's a better
hurt.
Team defender than Durant.
There's no winning in all
no,
this.
No, there That's is no. The, there's losing hurt. In this.
You set me up.
You basically said Bird's a better all-around player, but I'll take Durant. Okay.
Durant's special, man. Something we've never seen on the hoop court. I'm sorry, Larry.
Yeah, because we've seen a lot of Larry Birds.
We have not.
Cooper Flagg.
Coop.
You are.
Somebody did that was me.
You are absolutely out of your mind.
And you want to send Kobe home.
Bye-bye.
You don't got to make a boil it. It was 11 guys on there, 10 others, and you want to make it about him and his teammate. Kobe Bryant is right behind Jordan, man.
Yeah, in your mind. But again.
You're mad at me.
No, you're just wrong on that one.
I met the criteria to be selected.
Where was Isaiah at? He didn't make the photo. Boy. I love you, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not taking Duncan out. Duncan, like...
I thought about TD, but I couldn't. He's just too bad.
You're going to take KD, like, over a Tim Duncan?
No. Dude, I mean, you're looking at all the...
That's right.
Stuff that I want to say doesn't matter, but when you...
Kevin
Durant
Duncan?
Is a savant. He's in a league by him. Forget the coming to... I forgave him for... Kevin Durant.
Okay, so just acknowledge incredible. That you...
Go ahead, talk to me.
Tim Duncan was like one of the best defensive players.
I got you. I didn't take him out. He made the team.
But you'd rather have... You think Durant's better than Tim Duncan. It's why you could never be a GM.
No, I had... Look at Will. I had Duncan over Karl Malone on my...
Well, no kidding. Duh. One guy's got 5 rings. The other's got none. One guy's one of the best defensive... Come on, dude. You're better than this.
Can I say something to you?
I'm sorry about my tone.
Yeah, no, you're all good. Can I say something to you?
Yeah.
What if, and I'm going to put Norm on this. What if I told you Norm thought James Worthy was better than Magic? I'll just leave that there, man.
Norm.
James gets James Worthy was skilled, man. And you had to be tough as you know what. I love me some Magic.
Okay,
but
when
we talk about the offensive bag and the, come on, man. Ain't nobody coming off that. Irvin, you got to go. We got passing on here.
From who?
Not
Kobe.
Larry Bird.
Okay. But you took him off, too.
Like, you think Kobe couldn't pass?
You know what?
You think Kobe couldn't pass?
It says it all.
You think Kobe was a bad passer or deficient?
He was unwilling.
Kobe won 2
chips. He was a gunner.
Bynum.
Okay. There it is. Kareem, Russell, KD. I see what you did. It's who you are. You said, you looked at 11 players and said, well, clearly the 2 best passers are Magic and Bird, so we'll get rid of them.
You are great, but please. My list is my list, Evan. Evan, who are you sending home?
I would send home. Well, KD's automatic. I mean, like that's the one thing that is surprising about this.
You're sending home.
There's a clear guy off the list, and it's not any of the other 10. It's Kevin Durant, and then from there it becomes a discussion. I went with Bird. He's out.
But the Durant part has me shocked.
Durant doesn't belong on that list, Goo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
Look at these names. Kareem, best player.
I got you.
Russell, best player on a team. Duncan, 5 rings, offense and defense. Magic, Bird,
this is where there's no winner. Okay. Durant is, in my mind, one of the best scorers ever do it.
There it is.
Yeah.
Scores.
That's what I'm looking for.
It's not on this team.
But Goo, like, he could be the 12th best player of all time. He's just for sure not in the top 11.
We had a bad day, Evan, you and I.
Yeah,
but we agreed on Bird.
We did agree on Bird. Yeah, I have Kobe over Bird.
Who would Grandy send home? Did you see the pick?
I did. I don't know if I like this or not, but I agree with Steiny. I'd send home KD and Kobe.
I want to throw this ball through the window in here.
I want to kiss you.
Oh, man, Grandy. But I can't be mad at y'all. There's no winner in this exercise.
Well, you're coming up on the short end.
Wow.
KD.
And where was Patrick Ewing?
He would have been sent
home.
Better
than Durant.
He would have been sent home.
Wow. But can we put a rat on the table real quick, brought to you by Atco Pest Control? There were whispers we were doing pre and post where they were saying Kevin Durant had risen just a little above Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. When they were winning the titles.
And you never said that at the time.
Because I don't feel it.
Okay, but you're keeping him on the list?
No, but I'm just saying that's
the
gravity.
So now you're acknowledging that Kevin Durant has never been the best player. He's never been the best player on his team.
But some viewed him as that. That wasn't why he stayed.
But not you.
He was a, nobody could guard him.
So
could find somebody to guard
Bird. Was Durant better than Steph when he was here?
No. Okay. I'll never give him that.
Okay.
Because you had to come here and eat off a stick.
Why would you take Kevin Durant over Larry Bird, who's the best player on a team that won three titles,
right,
and Kevin Durant has won two titles, in your mind, is the second best player?
Because I could walk from here to downtown Macy's and five, six dudes that could guard Bird and can walk to Alaska and couldn't find any that could guard Durant.
It's
Evan
over.
Liked that one.
Well, it's officially
I would
over.
Also, I mean,
if Evan's gonna, sitting Bird home too. Get him.
That is you giving up. And I appreciate it. You know what?
Evan,
you know,
go ahead.
You know the last guy who said something so stupid? Hey. Moses Malone. I could take four guys off the streets of St. Petersburg and beat Bird and the Celtics.
Why are you taking it so
literal, man? The Celtics
won
in six.
Go ahead, E.
I'm taking Jokic and Giannis over KD.
Of course.
Yeah, but that's the point. They're not in the photo.
Yeah. I ain't mad at that.
All right. Tough one. Tough segment for Goo.
I tried to raise your blood pressure.
Tough segment for Goo. That segment, it's read time. That segment was brought to you by Surfside. Hey, the Golden State Warriors are back, relatively speaking, and you can always cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.